to think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Hey, Lyle from Margaret's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Margaret's, whether you know it or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Margaret's. Margaret's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XPR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XPR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. With that cool front moving through the state, the risk of showers will continue well into the evening hours before ending overnight tonight. We'll also hang on to a tiny rain chance behind the front tomorrow. You won't feel much of a difference tonight. Overnight low temperature 68, but then much more comfortable tomorrow. The highs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, mid to upper 80s. Lows at night, though, in the low to mid 60s. In fact, I think even near 60 by Thursday night. It's going to be a nice change, and maybe another cold front at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is making its debut on Happy Hour. Give it a listen. Never Google your symptoms.
One evening, my father said, "My son, I'm dying and soon I'll be gone. But before my final farewell, hear me and hear me well. Do whatever you want to do. Have a plan or roll the dice. But one thing is strictly taboo. Please follow my advice. Never Google your symptoms. That is my only prescription. You get 100 diagnoses, a medieval prognosis. Every sign is a serious condition. and diagnosis. You have got tuberculosis. And if you Google fever and red, you've got Ebola and soon will be dead. And if you Google I have a runny nose, it's CSF, your brain is leaking juice. And if you Google itch and prognosis, anaphylactic shock or psychosis. Never Google your symptoms. Seldom it brings any wisdom. You want to discover, but you might uncover that you have an extra chromosome. So this is what I heard my father say. And then he closed his eyes and passed away. The autopsy report was very clear. Death from hypochondriac fear, which is custom when you Google your symptoms. Never Google your symptoms. The hit list is never awesome. Pain in your left arm, heart attack alarm. Do you feel a little weak? Yes, you've got ALS. If you have a slight anemia, you've got leukemia. Are you a little crazy? You've got ADHD. So never ever Google your symptoms.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV made bigger than ever with the addition of Larry Stevens this afternoon. Seth Spotlow is here, and so is Rosie.
And here they are.
Here we are. Jebra.
Please clap. Now, did you say I made the show bigger? Is that a commentary on my size?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, as a matter of fact, I was just going to mention, you look like you're losing weight.
I'm not.
Oh, well.
I was at the fair all weekend, so it's...
How could you not lose weight if you were at the fair all weekend? It was
well, you know, there's food everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. My favorite is the roasted corn dipped in the butter. I love the stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Is it still on the cob?
Huh? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I have to avoid funnel cake, sausages with all kinds of fried, greasy things that they pile on top, which are all delicious.
I really don't like the funnel cakes. I never have.
Really?
I'm not that crazy about the sausages, but there are other things I do love.
We have David Woods joining us at 4 o'clock, and before we get started this afternoon... First things first.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Our name this hour is Charlene Clark. Charlene Clark, you have till 4 o'clock to call us back at 396-5477 and make sure you're eligible to win this week's prize, a $1,000 gift certificate from Dylan Rings. That's Charlene Clark, 396-5477. Please call us by 4 p.m. so you don't miss out on a chance to win that. Let me ask you. We have all mayoral elections are important, but we have one tomorrow. And are you sensing the urgency of this situation? I am not. We haven't had a lot of calls.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of excitement. And I've been through a lot of mayoral races over 50 years in Montgomery.
Yeah.
And in fact, I've seen some really big excitement. But this year, I don't hear a lot of talk. In fact, I'll ask people, what do you think about the race? And they look at me like, what race? You know what I mean? You know, the mayor's race. Oh.
Eskimos.
Yeah.
What do you think about Eskimos?
Yeah, what do you think about the Eskimo race here? Yeah. Let's talk about that today. But no, you're right. I don't think there's a whole lot of excitement about this. And you know, Montgomery, over 50 years, has really changed. And, I've seen it go from a thriving downtown to you could walk down there in the afternoon, and this is not a threat, but you could shoot a shotgun down the street and hit nobody.
Right.
There was nobody there at 5:30 in the afternoon. It was dead. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to worry about finding a parking space. You had your choice of all you wanted. You go down there now at 5:30 or 6. In fact, I saw Nikki Haley the other night.
Oh, wow.
And I got there about 5:30, 5:45. I could not find a parking space anywhere.
Wow.
And it wasn't just Nikki Haley. I mean,
restaurants.
The place was just bustling.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen it go from, a fairly active downtown. It was just sort of the beginning of the era of the Montgomery Mall had just opened, and that was about all we had, and it was small. But downtown was busy. We had big department stores, and then it just nothing except for the daytime business. And now it's back to a very thriving, downtown area.
I have a list here. This is from Business Insider, and they ranked 1,000 American cities from most to least desirable based on factors like how many people are moving out, unemployment, income, health care, commute times, and people living in poverty. And we did not fare well on this list.
Really?
No. Out of 1,000 cities, Montgomery is 137 from the bottom.
I'm looking for it here.
Here it is. I think 126. Yeah. Or 129. So there are 128 out of 1,000 cities that, by this indexing, aren't as bad as we are. And if you look at the numbers there, at the population decrease from 2010 to 18, it's minus 3.5%.
And Chris, I don't think they're leaving the area.
I think
they're spreading. And this that happens, too, with cities. You know, they're going out. I mean, they're in Elmore County. They're in Autauga County. And sometimes even far. I know so many people who've moved to Auburn.
Yeah.
And they make that commute.
Yes. No, and Tallahassee as well.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Montgomery's been the biggest reason Prattville's population has exploded. And
Prattville was a town of maybe 1,800 people when I moved here.
You're kidding.
It was a little bitty burg. It was this, if I'm not mistaken, Wetumpka was the biggest.
What about Millbrook?
Millbrook was a little bitty, sitting over there. Prattville was this little town. There was no interstate in that day coming through. 65 stopped north of Prattville. And then it took back up down here at the Southern or Southwest Boulevard.
Yeah, Highway 31.
Yeah, there was a big truck stop there. And that's where
I had dinner at that truck stop with Bob Baumhauer once.
Yeah, so it would take off and headed south. Finally, it did come through. 85 stopped at the East Boulevard, and I watched it go through Montgomery, mm-hmm. and then all hook up together. But Prattville, I mean, it just exploded. And people like Jim Byard and some other folks up there, you know, community leaders, really started thinking forward. And they, being on the interstate, and they really did some things to make that city grow and become what it is today.
Well, it's one thing to choose a city because they have so much going on. It's another to choose a city to move to because it's not the city you're living in.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm sick of the crime. I don't feel safe here. If you got to move, you got to move. But that's not the right reason to leave. And we have lost 3.5% may not seem like much if it's a commission, but 3.5% of a city's population is significant.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the value of real estate, you know, and how easy it is to come by. It suppresses prices. And I believe this, and I'm going to talk again with David Woods in about 45 minutes, but I just don't feel like, in many ways, doing what we do, we work with so many small businesses.
Yeah.
There's been a market change, an improvement for businesses that offer something you want to have but you don't necessarily need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I get my mower serviced or can I buy a new one? When people are afraid to spend money because economic times are uncertain, that's bad. Now, I've seen at least that part of it over the last couple of years, that people are less afraid to spend a buck, but have not seen it in terms of I don't have the numbers on wages and so forth on our individual city, but that's part of, you know, this equation here and where we rank. Wow, Pompano Beach, Florida isn't that far from us. That used to be a wonderful little piece of heaven, and then they turned it into a condoleum.
Who's the most desirable city?
The most desirable city by this measure.
Slap out Alabama.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Now, this is not, again, a best and worst. The least miserable city is Harriman, Utah.
Really?
It has more people moving in than out. 75% of people are employed. Average household income is over $94,000.
Wow. Wow.
And only 2.8% of people are living in poverty. The other least miserable cities, Leander, Texas, Little Elm, Texas, Frisco, Texas, Kyle, Texas, Queen Creek, Arizona, South Jordan, Utah, Ankeny, Iowa, Bentonville, Arkansas. Isn't that where Walmart has their headquarters?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. And Apex, North Carolina. Those are the least miserable.
Wow.
So I'd like to see if I can get some additional information on this list. Maybe I can expand this.
I saw David yesterday. In fact, he came by the fair. I've probably known David for close to 40 years. And just a great guy. He's one of the most honest people I've ever met. So I think David has a good vision for the city. I don't know Stephen Reed all that well.
Well, here's the thing that excited me about David Woods' candidacy. We have seen what a businessman, and again, there was a meme last week that said, I'd rather have a billionaire who became a politician running things than a politician who became a millionaire after winning
too many
election.
Of those. Mm-hmm.
On both sides, yeah. That is not a problem that's limited to one side of the political aisle or the other. Here's the other information I was looking for, and that is the median income here is $37,433. Mm. That's, we have 5.5% of people without health insurance, and let's see, what's this other number here? Weighted Z-scores, that's too complicated for me.
Yeah.
I'm not good at math, but what is that number there? Median commute time. Where do we rank there? 15.6 minutes. Well, that's good. We do very well in the median commute time. But the median wage, no. Mm-hmm. No, we're not doing that well. And that's how, I've known some friends that have had to go out and change jobs and stuff. And the number of jobs that pay a really good, livable wage, that doesn't seem to be out there.
It's hard to find.
Yeah, hard to find.
Yeah.
It's 3:20 already.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. Man. We know how to waste some time, don't we?
Time flies when you're having fun. Let's do this one more time.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Charlene Clark, you are this hour's name in the name game. 396-5477 is the number to call. So you qualify to win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings. On Wednesday, I do believe Dana Dulkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson will be joining us here in the afternoon to sidekick with us. And if you are contemplating a divorce action, here's the thing, and this is my advice based on doing everything wrong in my life, at least be preemptive, at least be prepared so you're not ambushed or caught off guard. I got served during the middle of a show about relationships. Only Greg Udell could mastermind this, right? Back in 1991. We're in the middle, and with it came a restraining order saying you are not allowed to discuss any topics related to marriage, then whatever. So I had to tell the host of the show, well, I'm done.
Great timing.
I mean, right in the middle. And the process server walked right into the studio. So I had no idea. And this is why I say if things are rough. And in that, by the way, in that preemptive consultation, you may end up getting advice that can help prevent it. It's not about pushing divorce. It's about being prepared for all possibilities. Dana Dulkin and Jacqueline Tomlinson are especially adept at representing men and their interests in matters of divorce, and especially because there are prejudices against men when it comes to custody issues and things like that. Get a consultation by calling 819-4810, 819-4810, or read the testimonials at their website, divorceformenalabama.com. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Right back with Larry Stevens, Seth Spotlow, Rosie in the house.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend.
Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants, plus 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the fall sales event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Upgrade your commute with Audible. Get 100% ad-free listening anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. Be inspired by Mel Robbins' Take Control of Your Life, Malcolm Gladwell's Talking to Strangers, and Rachel Hollis's Girl Stop Apologizing. Or listen to Stephen King's latest thriller, The Institute, on your commute. Use the app to hear an amazing story or learn something new, and let Audible give you the edge. Download the Audible app, start a free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
Panera has new breakfast wraps. And yeah, they're an easy on-the-go start to your day. But these are no microwave and go wraps. These are slow-smoked chipotle chicken egg and avocado go-getters. They're maple bacon eggy smoked Gouda bundles of portable bliss. And they all pair perfectly with our new cold brews. All this can be yours in an instant with rapid pickup. For breakfast that's fast, not fast food. Panera, food as it should be.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Too Many Pillows on Your Bed.
You know who you are.
Yep. Too many pillows stacked neatly from the headboard to about the middle of the bed.
Which means you have to take them off the bed every night so you have room to sleep.
And then each morning strategically place them back on the bed so your bedroom looks like a Pottery Barn catalog. Even though nobody's coming over.
And nobody is going to see your amazing pillow collection and pillow placement prowess.
324, I normally don't share trade industry stuff with the listeners because who cares? But I'm bringing this up for a specific point. WBAI New York shuts down local programming to air national feed. This is happening all over the country. This is why Blue Water is significant. I'm not saying that just to blow our horn. But when a New York radio station with a legacy says, nah, we're going to dump all the local people and flip a switch and bring in programming.
Well, now they've changed the rules. It used to be you had to have a studio in your city of license, if I'm, you know, and you don't have to do that anymore, from what I understand. Which would mean that you could have one centralized location, you know, programming any market in the country, maybe have a sales force there or something.
Right.
But you wouldn't have to have actual air staff and stuff. But and I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I think that they've changed it. You don't have to originate the programming in your city of license anymore, which I think is an incredible mistake.
The last station I worked for in Florida was licensed to a tiny little town in west of West Palm Beach. That's where the city of license was. And our studio, though, was in Fort Lauderdale. It was a 50,000-watt AM WJNA, 640 on your dial. You should learn to say those things, Seth. You got the voice for that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't he? He's got a nice, rich resonance.
He does.
We should train him.
Well, you know, didn't Joy sort of start out like just...
Yeah.
You know, he's just sort of a utility guy. Now look at him. Big-time radio star.
He is. With Jack.
Yeah.
Anyway, according to them... the studio had to be within 60 linear miles of the city of License.
Yeah, there had to be some kind of a... Yeah,
that was then, though. Yeah. That was 15 years ago or more. So what you say, the way things are going...
I think that's terrible because across the country, people are different in every part of the country. So you can't have one up north being sent down here and everybody be like, that guy talking crazy.
Well, and that's what made radio so unique. I have a friend in Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee, and I look at his ratings from time to time, and he... well, in fact, he just retired up there. Been with him forever. I worked for the company back in the 60s, and he was there. And then I later left. It was an AM, and of course now they're FM. But I called him one day, and I said, how do you maintain those numbers? I mean, they were the ratings of years ago that stations, the 20 and 25 share of a market, and if people in broadcasting understands what that means, it's huge. You don't see that anymore. And he said, we do it exactly like we did it when we went on the air. Mm-hmm. He said, we're live 24/7. Nobody's recorded. We have a news department. He said, we do promotions. We're at events. We're out there. Yeah, you can call the radio station at 2 in the morning and somebody's answering the phone. And by golly, they just own the market.
That's awesome.
They own the market. And that area up there, it is a top 100 market. It's the three Johnson City, Kingsport, mm-hmm. Bristol. But it's in the top 100 markets in the country. And so there's a lot of revenue up there. But they do it like they always did it. And I've always wondered why we've gotten so far away from that kind of... I know it's more expensive to do it that
way. I'm going
to
lay the blame at the feet of William Jefferson Clinton and the Congress and Senate of the early 90s, which... did the final deregulation.
Right.
Which, I mean, because part of what made it great was you had to compete. It's a business. You want to make money, you better have good talent. You better be local. You better be out there. You better promote.
Well, at one time, you can own one AM and one FM in a market. Total of 7, period.
Yeah.
In the country. So that meant that when I moved to Montgomery, Alabama, every single radio station basically had a separate owner. Sometimes they were an AM-FM combo,
right,
which is what we had. But that's all you would have. And so you had all these local people running local radio stations, and it was competitive. And some stunk. You know, I mean, they were not... You know, I mean, you had bad stations then, and you had great stations. And it was a lot of competition. I think back to, all the fun when, and WBAM is down here, and the Brennans own that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Bob Brennan and the family, but they were great competitors. And we competed head on. And we had the most fun doing this, but it made us both so much sharper.
You know what? It's like radio used to be, and each market used to have a league. You had everybody competing for the top spot to do as best as they could, and everything would come out to rank. You don't have that now. You have, like, three teams. One group, Group A, Group B, Group C, like here, and they're more competing as with all of their stations combined instead of individually, one against the other. And that's...
One of the funniest things happened, a quick story. The Osmonds were huge in the early 70s.
They
were
like
superstars.
Sure.
Who are they? And the Osmonds.
Donnie Marie.
But WBAM had been here a long time, the AM and the Brennans, and they were big, and they brought in the big shows, the big BAM shows, and people still talk about them today. And we were in the process of coming up, and but we were competing with them. Well, the record labels understood how important our station was, even at that point. So one of them came to me and he said, look, he said, I can't give you any tickets. And the only tickets that were being, even BAM was not giving away tickets, but they were fronting the show. They were the, so they gave us a check and I sent one of my friends out there and he went in and bought like 100 tickets. And I said, we've got a church group from Eufaula coming up or something. You know, told them we bought 100 tickets. And we started giving those tickets away on the air. Well, of course, to win the tickets, you had to put signs in your yard or somewhere, you know, my station, which I don't know if you want to do the call letters here, but WHHY and the Osmonds are number one. And I mean, people were painting their garage doors.
Sure.
And I mean, we were just all over town. And of course, it drove Bobby and the folks crazy, which it would have done me too. I mean, I would have been nuts. If I'd been,
but that's the competitive streak that we all were.
And then the day we found out where they were staying, it was Howard Johnson's. So I went over and worked it out, and we got the sheets off the bed that the boys slept on. And so we said, you know, we're giving away Osmond Sheet. You know, so. And so we had a contest.
Did you rummage the garbage cans to see if there were Kleenexes?
We didn't do that, but we actually got the sheets they slept on. And I was smart enough to take them home with me because I came in the morning after we got them and somebody had broken into my office. I don't know who it was. I'm not casting any aspersions, but that's how competitive it was. And it, you know, it was a fun time. And nothing else was bothered, but I'm sure they were looking for those sheets.
Law and Order special Osmond sheet.
Shocked.
Oh, but that was just the tip of stuff we did. You know, we had people diving in Jell-O to win a car and... You know,
yeah, we're talking about that the other day. Give away a car, you qualify 30 people to put their hand on it. The last hand on the car wins it.
Yeah,
this is JC on the phone here, and then we got to take a break. JC,
hello, Greg. How are you today?
I'm excellent.
Let me ask you a question. My ears must be deceiving me because I hear a sound from the old days. Mr. Larry Stevens.
Now watch the olds there, okay?
One old would have been sufficient.
I put the emphasis on old because I go by the Norman Bridge Road station all the time.
Yeah, it's sort of a sad looking building now, isn't it?
Somebody pointed that out
to me when I
was first here.
Yeah.
That building is historic.
It was historic, and we moved into it, and then we added a big... We had the section back there when you came, Rosie. Mm-hmm. Rosie worked there with me. And we added, in fact, two additions behind that building. Mm. And one, we ended up housing the FM in at first, and then we built another one and moved the AM back in that area. A lot of stuff went on in that building. It's some stuff I'd rather forget and not talk about.
Yeah, we all have those buildings in our past, don't we?
Well, I was out of town, and I came back on Monday. I'd been gone, and the engineer, Gerald Wilson, said, I need to talk to you. And I said, oh, yeah. He said, yeah, the bank next door says that all the disc jockeys were in the parking lot Friday evening about 5 or 6. It was getting dark, and a woman unclad ran from the front door around the building into the back door, and they were all applauding her. You know, so,
wow.
And, of course, in the year since I've, you know, gone, and, you know, they can't get in trouble anymore. I hear great stories now of stuff that went on that I had no clue about. They were fireable offenses, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all have those stories. I'll see if I can come up with one or two.
Good to hear you, Lord.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks
thank you, JC.
All
right, buddy.
Crawdad, I need you to hold on. We got to take a break here. I learned something from my most recent Clark's Tube. You know, first of all, it goes back to 3 or 4 months in a row of electric bills way over $500. And we found various inefficiencies. And then in this final tune-up, Clark's discovered, and this is something you need to look at because it's been hot at your house too and dry at your house, and rain that normally might help with this issue has not been available. But I learned that you have to shut your AC off when you're having your yard cut, because when you cut your grass, all these tiny little blades get airborne, and if your AC unit is on, it sucks them in, and after a while 90% of the outside coil in our unit was clogged, which is why it was running like 24 hours a day. Clark's solved the problem, and just to be sure, they came in and cleaned the interior coil as well. So I'm expecting I'm looking forward to my electric bill. But this is why I say it pays for itself, $159 for a year. That tune-up didn't cost me anything. That's part of what you get with that $159 charge. If you'd like to learn more, go to clarkcomfort.com. Their plumbers are darn amazing as well. For the best in heating and great people. So, for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of accidents to tell you about. First one, Vaughn at Perry Hill. We have an accident at Vaughn Road and Perry Hill. Also, Norman Bridge at East South Boulevard. That one occurred just a few minutes ago. Use caution in those areas. The boulevard, though, is a hull. The rest of it is not doing too bad. Atlanta Highway is looking good. Don't forget on Congressman Dickinson as you head out Garrett Coliseum, the fair is in town, and there's foot traffic, there's fair traffic. It's going to take a minute to kind of get through the light there at the Coliseum and the Walmart. 231 on to Wetumpka, looking pretty good this afternoon. We'll keep you updated right here. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack featuring 50 Cent Wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football every Monday at the Shack. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
Hi, folks. Dirks Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories, try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. It is crunch time for candidates in Montgomery's mayoral runoff elections. Candidates for mayor Stephen Reed and David Woods say they've been busy the last few days of the campaign. Three council seats have also moved to runoff elections. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a 3-year-old girl was found dead in a pond this morning off Mitchell Creek Road in the Redland community. The sheriff tells us the girl's aunt says the child got out of her sight for 30 seconds, and when she turned around, the girl was gone. A bloodhound led authorities down a trail to the pond where the girl's body was found. Educators across the state say thousands of third graders could be held back because of a new reading test. The test is the result of a new state law. Critics say the testing will result in students with disabilities and English language learners being held back. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. With that cool front moving through the state, the risk of showers will continue well into the evening hours before ending overnight tonight. We'll also hang on to a tiny rain chance behind the front tomorrow. You won't feel much of a difference tonight. Overnight low temperature 68, but then much more comfortable tomorrow. The highs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, mid to upper 80s. Lows at night, though, in the low to mid 60s. In fact, I think even near 60 by Thursday night. It's going to be a nice change, and maybe another cold front at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Our happy hour thought for the day.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
All right, live by those words.
I agree.
3:40, Larry Stevens is in the house, Seth Spotlow and Rosie, and Crawdad, you were first, Mike, and Brenda, you're coming up next.
Larry, hello. Just want to say, we always enjoyed a lot of your personalities that you had on the radio station over there, but I had a question.
Sure.
There was an advertiser that ran with WHHY, I'm pretty sure, for at least 4 or 5 years, but their advertisement was a furniture company. I won't name their name, but every ad for about 4 years was going out of business sale. Do you recall that?
I do, and it was... Actually, I'm trying to remember them. They're not in business anymore, are they?
For one
they
thing
finally
only.
Went out of business.
They finally, but I don't. Was it McClendon?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And
that started out there for one day only. Well, McClendon's going out of business.
I'll tell you a funny story, because this guy, I thought he was the worst announcer I ever heard on the commercial. I don't know where they got him. And he would always come, it started yesterday. We've been marking down prices all night long. You know, and he would do this.
That so, wasn't Mort doing that.
No, that, I don't know who that was. But we had one of our announcers who could sound just like that guy, and he did a commercial for a bar here in town. And he did it just like them.
Oh,
the bartenders have been up all night. They've been and just like, you know, we played it one time, and the ad agency called and threatened us. We had to pull it off. But it was McClendon. They were always going out of business. They finally did.
It was 4 years. It was amazing. Yeah. I didn't know how they got away doing that.
I don't know. But
I just want to tell you hi, and I miss the good old days listening to y'all, and Robert Charles with the teletype machine in the background, and the news.
Oh, I got amazing stories about him.
Turned Birdman. It was a lot of
fun. Yeah, you did.
And you, of course.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. Yes, sir.
All right.
Mike, good afternoon to you.
Hey, I hope you guys are all doing well.
We are.
All right. Larry, you mentioned a name a while ago, Gerald Wilson.
Yeah.
How is he doing today?
Well, actually, Gerald passed away.
Okay.
He had a lot of physical issues, and he actually was living, I don't know if you know the name Charlie Grider. Charlie worked at the station. He was more of an engineer, did a little air work.
I know Charlie.
Gerald was our chief engineer. And
right.
We had two of the best radio engineers in the country between those two guys. They were phenomenal.
Gerald and I'm sorry to hear that, because I thought that, I didn't want to say that it happened. I'd lost touch with Gerald, but back in the day, as we all say, he had got me a sponsorship with you guys. A car I ran out to Speedway, had the Y-102 on it.
He was big. He was a big racer, but he got ill, and he actually, Charlie took care of him the last few years of his life. And,
right.
Gerald was a great guy.
He was, and I just want to touch base with you, mentioned that name, and enjoyed running y'all's car back in the day.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Here is Brenda.
Hey, I so much enjoyed listening to you on the radio back in the day, and of course, I was just a teenager, but I remember calling you talk about some crazy giveaways y'all had. I called, must have been a million times, trying to win something for my dad for Father's Day. It was a drill, some type of drill y'all were giving away. I don't remember exactly, but, and I won, and he drove me over from Selma, and everything was great. Got him the drill, so proud, and then the phone bill came. And it was more than the drill.
Could have bought the drill for less.
He said, you can listen to that radio, that blanky blank radio station, but you better not call back.
See, that was in the day when, today you don't pay a long distance bill. But
That's right. I'm old.
Yeah.
As you guys are. But, I sure enjoyed listening to you. And it was a nice, I was like, hey, that's not Greg today. Wait a minute. I knew who you were, but it's good to hear your voice again.
Well, I told Greg I'd be glad to come by and sit in with him some in the afternoon from time to time.
He and I become
great friends over the years.
Well, I'm actually trying to manipulate Larry. I'll be honest about it, into making this a regular thing.
Yeah, I wish you would, even if it's just once a month. You know, old dogs never die. They just stay up on the porch.
I think weekly is
there. You go.
No, they.
I'm a real old dog. Yesterday is my birthday, so I know.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You remember?
Oh.
Happy birthday.
What? You forget my birthday, Greg?
No, I heard about it, and then...
It was my birthday. But no, I was at the fair all day long. And so I didn't get to do much yesterday.
If I bring you a key lime pie, will that bring
things? That'll make up for it.
There you go.
You look great today,
all is
Greg.
Forgiven.
No, listen, Greg, you look great. You're a great friend.
I just felt the blood flow out of it because I realized Larry's birthday.
Well, Sarah wanted to, you know, when I was on stage every 2 hours giving away the money, and so she said, I'm going to ask them, somebody to get the crowd to sing happy birthday. And I said, please don't. I just, you know, I really didn't want. And so Sam and I were talking, and he knew it was my birthday. He'd seen it on Facebook. And so I got through the giveaway, and he was going to introduce the sweet youngins. He said, you know how Sam, before you get out of here, he said, this is Larry's birthday. So he had everybody singing happy birthday to me. So, but
that's Sam.
But I got to spend the day there. So I think we're having the family birthday dinner tonight.
That'll be good.
Well, happy birthday. And
I was much younger when I came here.
We could put Simba on.
Yeah, we could. The Simba the birthday elephant.
Yes.
We should give him also the full treatment.
Absolutely.
Uh-oh.
When we come back from this next break.
All right.
Let's go to Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. And I noticed a few things today that are new additions to the category of vehicles under $10,000. Did you know you can now own a Beamer? You've always wanted to drive a Beamer? You can buy with confidence at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars because these cars have been vetted. It would not be in this category. Under $8,000, actually. This 2004 Beamer, now listen to the mileage on this, 86,000 miles. This car, over 15 years, has been really pampered. That's like, a little over 5,000 miles a year, averaging it out. And it's now available. You want a little more muscle in a machine? How about a 2006 Dodge Charger? That's under 10.
That Acura, that 09 Acura, with that will run forever. And it's got like 90-something thousand miles on it.
Yeah. This is what I say, but nothing gets into this category until it passes three significant tests. Body's got to be in excellent condition with a good vehicle history. The interior has to be clean and pristine. In fact, I read an article last week about how cars are lasting longer, but the interiors, they haven't figured out how to keep the interiors in good shape unless you're really meticulous about your particular vehicle. The cars are outlasting the inside, which is kind of the reverse of the 70s. And a 2013 Volkswagen Jetta, that's under 7. That's a great starter car for a new driver. See Tip Thames and his incredible team at 235 Northeastern Bypass or shop online by price, by brand, by type of vehicle at jackingram.com.
Theft Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
This is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We're all gonna do it together. The person whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is October 7th, World Smile Day, dedicated to the man who designed the smiley face. So put on a smile. World Smile Day was even recognized by Congress. Oops, didn't mean to mention Congress. Oh, now no one is smiling on World Smile Day. Sorry.
Well, we're smiling here because we have a guy in the house that made people smile for a long, long time on the radio. Somebody I'm proud to call a very close friend. And it was his birthday yesterday, and like any good friend, I missed it.
You make because, up for it with a pie.
Now, when you get
I don't
to,
think I've remembered all yours, so...
You get to a certain point, and you say, am I going to upset this person by reminding them they're older? Or would it be better to just let it go? I was wrong. I admit it. I should have just done it. But... yeah, yesterday was... I was so busy yesterday. This is new technology in the radio business, Larry. I can't get away with anything. But since Rosie is here and says Spotlow, I think we should give Larry the big birthday greeting.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
And all across the land, they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Oh, oh my.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the
hay. And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday, Larry.
Please clap. I like these things on Facebook, you know, how old are you? And people say, well, I'm, you know, rotary phone old or something. But I'm actually before black and white television old.
I had a thought the other day. And it's rare. But, because I was watching Andy Griffith and I was thinking, if Mayberry were real in 2019, would you have to use your cell phone to call Sarah to make a cell phone call? In other words, would it still be that kind of backwards? Did you ever notice she was on duty like 24/7?
Yeah.
Soak it, Sarah. Soak it.
Yeah, right. I remember that. But I had that thought.
Well, you know, my little hometown was very much like Mayberry. In fact, we called our little cop there in town, Barney.
Really?
I think he only had one bullet. I mean, it reminded us so much of, if you'd look at what Mayberry looked like in the town I grew up in, very, very similar in appearance. And I related to so many things on that show as a kid and growing up. And later I looked back, I thought, I live that. Yeah, I knew characters just like that. There were so many characters there.
I invented a term, Mayberry-esque, to describe Adam's Drugs, because you feel like you're in a small town because everybody knows your name.
Have you heard that they have been nominated for Retailer of the Year?
We not only know that, Jim Smith stopped by.
Right.
When do we get the word on that?
Let's see. I'm going with them. In fact, I got a call from Mike Vinson. It's coming up, and I'll look. It's a little bit later here in the month of November, or October, rather. And Mike called. You know, they were probably one of my very first clients when I started my agency. They had three locations. And somehow, you know, I'd gotten hooked up with Mike Vinson, and he was kind enough to let me help him with the marketing, because he knew I was going to starve if he didn't. And so I started working. They have three. They have 12 today, not because of me, but Mike and the whole Vinson family, they're just great folks, and they know how to do it right, and they would spend the money to promote, and in the era of the big box, they did so well. So I'm really looking forward to going up. I hope they're number one.
That would be awesome. State. But the worst they can be is bronze, gold, silver, or bronze. They'll be one.
That's
of
right.
Those
they'll
three.
Be in the top three.
And I'm absolutely hoping that they'll take it all, because I mean, there's just. You can have 12 locations, but there's nobody more local than they are. They're just, it's such a...
But they're locally owned. They live right here, and the people who work in the stores, they're all local folks, obviously.
Yeah, in this era of convenience, I still go to the location I started with, even though there's another one closer to my house, because I would feel like I was cheating on them if I...
Yeah. Well, you know, and the other thing about using a local pharmacy like Adams... And I believe this probably still holds true as a few years ago. 70% of every dollar stays in the local market. with an Adams.
That's significant.
With a chain, it's more like 30 or 35% stays in the local market. Almost double the money stays in the local market when you're using a local pharmacy.
Well, the talk show audience knows that and embraces that better than anybody else. They're really into it, and they've been great. And often calling with specific stories about how they've gone above and beyond and out of their way to accommodate a need. Absolutely fantastic people. Speaking of fantastic people, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, an incredible company that's devoted to restoring choices to lives that have been affected. They work with many of our wounded heroes coming home facing at least some length of time, short-term, long-term, occasionally permanent, period of adjustment, dealing with a wound that's limited their mobility. You know, and life can change that fast. We don't like to think about it. Can't happen to me. But it does happen, and it happens almost daily, sadly. And when it does, Gulf States Mobility is the team that takes that individual approach to begin the process of restoring choices as many and often and as fast as they can. Nobody does the work better. They've got a wall full of awards, which I'm not allowed to discuss, but because that's really not why they're in the business. I believe their mission is one to help people, and they do. Gulf States Mobility, the Pride of Wetumpka, 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Their number is 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. We're only a few minutes away from 4. David Woods scheduled to join us any minute. Larry Stevens in the house. Seth Rosen.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, somebody must have flipped on the hot donut sign at Krispy Kreme. We've got an accident, 5400 block of Atlanta Highway. That's going to be right out near the Krispy Kreme. Use caution there. Madison Avenue to Atlanta outbound from downtown is beginning to fill up, but no issues to speak of at the moment. I-65 and 85, haven't talked much about them today. There's no issues. They're rolling along pretty smooth. Boulevard is busy, but it is moving. And Highway 231 to Wetumpka looking good. Highway 31 to Prattville looking good this afternoon. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny little check offered by insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter.